Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. With me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Stop it. Truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air. Send me an email, going to make it easy for you, believe it or not, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. You can, pretty much ask me about anything. And I pretty much answer anything. However, if you get nasty, and not my kind of, you know what I mean by nasty, you have to be pretty nasty with me. I will read it on the air. Usually I read the questions, because I think they have validity. People should know what you're asking. Not just you, but they might even have the same question. And I read the questions so that people, maybe can get some answers who might be looking for those answers. But I only read the names when when you guys decide to get nasty. Right? Okay. And some of you are still on the left anyway. Some of you are still reeling. Reeling from SCOTUS today. I don't know why. You got a win. I should say the Constitution got an unadulterated win. And you got to stay. Because a lot of you feel that we shouldn't have any walls at all. Just leave it open. Whatever happens, happens. Deal with it, right? And that doesn't help. That doesn't do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I think what I thought, doing a little of my own reading and research, like I always tell you guys to do, I found out that, France, back in the 70s, mid-70s, they tried all this mail-in ballot stuff. They tried it for a couple of cycles. They said the corruption and the chaos were out of control. They couldn't believe it. So they decided to... Now, check this out. Don't you get all upset because you keep telling us we should look at what Europe's doing in so many areas. In this case, they decided to stop because they couldn't stop the corruption. They couldn't track it properly. Right? It's taking too long with all the mistakes and everything. Sound familiar? They went back to paper ballots. You know what? They're done before the end of the night. They're done counting and recording before the end of the night. I mean, how dare they? Oh, they're not laid out like us, Joe. You know that. Yeah, I know they're not. They're not laid out. You think I'm stupid? Of course they're not laid out like us. But that doesn't mean every state can't do the same thing. you know, require the same guidelines for paper. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do paper. Heck, we're doing paper for the mail-ins. They get mailed out to you, right? You fill them in, you throw some of it away, you mail it back. We're doing paper, I hate to tell you. And if you can't figure that out, maybe, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't be in the position you're in, whatever that position is, for the job that you're doing. Oh, it's always interesting when I hear this stuff. Always. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this uncommitted movement, I'm not so sure they realize what they're doing or getting themselves into. In essence, they're helping to elect Donald Trump. And most of those, I know, I should just keep my mouth shut and let them do it. I want to win fair and square, though. So our uncommitted movement, they hope to take votes from Joe Biden. Now, the Tuesday super states include, what, Colorado, Minnesota, Minnesota, and Washington, and a few others. Now, they're hoping to pull that support because of his support for Israel, which shows you they don't really understand how this works. Far-left activists hope to take thousands of votes away from Joe Biden on Super Tuesday. Israel declared war on Hamas following the bloody, barbaric raid into southern Israel on October 7th. 1,100 Jews were slaughtered by Hamas. Slaughtered. These weren't fighters. These were kids having a good time in most cases. Another 200 were taken hostage that they still have. So if they want to cease fire, well, how about showing some good faith here? What do you think? Over 300 young people were murdered at a rave party. And that was, what was it? All within 24 hours. Now, the far left wants Israel's counterattack to stop. Not right. Right. So they should just let them get away with it. Right? I'm just asking. Minnesota, Colorado, Washington leftists have launched movements to pull votes from Joe Biden. They're actually tweeting out all over the place, vote uncommitted. And the thing I love about this is, you know, it's supposed to, don't you love grassroots movements that are professionally printed? Signs are ready that night. They're ready to go, right? I always found those quite interesting. Okay, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on this uncommitted vote and see how far that'll get. All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged in the conversation. Make sure you have your facts together. I was talking about the uncommitted movement. What a great name. Actually, it's a movement put together by Tlaib and a few others to show Joey B where they stand on the issue. To show that that he can't buy them, and that he needs to back Hamas, they're calling them the Palestinians, I forgot. The Palestinians over the Israelis. They have no idea what they're talking about. That's why it's so amusing to watch and listen. So they, you know, they're hoping to take thousands of votes from them. Hell, they do. See how powerful they really are, right? So Biden faces more uncommitted challenges, according to the article, in Super Tuesday Democrat primaries. These are supporters of Palestine. Where is Palestine? I mean, really. They claim they found success in the state of Michigan last week. However, as I recall, Joe Biden took the state of Michigan. Did he not win that state? Am I missing something here? The campaign urges Democrats to vote uncommitted in the Democrat presidential primary. Right? They want to send a message. More than 100,000 voters in Michigan voted uncommitted. Yeah, but who are they voting for the day of? Like, who cares at this point on the primary? Colorado-Palestine Coalition announced a launch of the vote for non-committed Colorado. Well, they're going to hit them all. Good for them. We say no to genocide, Joe. Genocide. Gotta. They don't understand any of these terminologies. It's fantastic. The coalition has got a social media page if you want to check it out. The campaign also earned support from... Ready for this? I mean, you're going to be shocked. The campaign earned support from the Democratic Socialists of America. They urge members to join the effort until this administration ends its support for Israel and its genocide in Gaza. This is coming from somebody who already has taken, already committed genocide against the Jews, took Israel off the map. And they don't want Jews to see that. They're so self-unaware, it's pathetic. Until this administration ends its support for Israel, genocide, Gaza, and delivers a permanent lasting ceasefire, Biden will bear the responsibility of another Trump presidency. Yeah, right. Like they're gonna, I never did understand that. If you really believe in something, you see what's going to happen. Why? Why egg it on? Why make it happen? Hey, I'm just asking the question. I didn't say I agree or disagree at this point. I would judge stories like that. Well, Newsom's in the news again, but you know what? You got to give this guy credit because he's not afraid to open his mouth no matter how ignorant he sounds. So Newsom now said that President Biden should 100%, ready for this, he should debate Donald Trump. He argued on NBC's Meet the Press that Biden beat Trump in their prior debates. And Trump is weak for refusing to debate in his own primary campaign, 100%, Newsom said. Pure projection on a guy who refused to debate in his own primary. This comes from a guy who got his butt whooped in a debate with DeSantis, but doesn't see that. Matter of fact, he's so dull to the fact that he was losing, his wife had to pull him off stage. Can you imagine her grabbing him by the arm going, come on, you idiot. You hear yourself up there? And Newsom defended Biden against concerns about his age, claiming it's why he's been successful because he's senile. Yeah, right. That's it. Newsom is seen as a potential future Democrat presidential candidate. No, he's going to get buried because of California. The damage he's doing here is almost irreversible. Seriously. You guys may hear positive stuff about him out here. Not true. It is just not true. He hopes that, I mean, we all hope that, matter of fact, he should be the number one running for president. Yep, I agree. Because we could easily bury him. A lot of people think that Gavin Newsom is going to run in a certain way. Trump said, I hope so. Because he's destroyed California, this will be an easy one. Newsom and Trump represented the two front runners in their parties as Biden and Trump appear headed for a 2020 rematch. Yeah, I don't see a way for Newsom to really honestly get in, although I know I use the word honest. I didn't mean to, sorry. Seriously. But again, let's see what happens. Ultimately, if it's like every other city I get a kick out of. It's too bad we all have to suffer over it. Wouldn't it be great that when it really goes bad and sideways, only the people that voted for him would get nailed with the taxes and the damage and all that? I think it would be fantastic. It's just amazing. Anyway. Well, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Samuel Alito, right? And Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. They're kind of worried. Right? Thomas penned and Justice Samuel Alito joined a dissent on Monday in a case about a Virginia Tech University policy for bias intervention and response. They urged fellow justices to resolve once and for all the high-stakes issue of whether bias reporting schemes tend to objectively chill students' free speech. Now, the dissent came at the end of an order list where SCOTUS granted Speech First a petition for a writ. Yeah, right. Certoria. But vacated the judgment, remanded the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, blah, 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 right? The university changed its policy before the petition was filed. So it kind of made the whole court case moot. But the justices want to hear it anyway, or something like it. Right? Justice Thomas noted that Speech First likened bias reporting schemes on campus to a literal police speech. Or speech police, I should say. Right? It raises an important question affecting universities nationwide. He said, I have serious concerns that bias response policies, such as the Virginia Tech, is objectively going to chill students' speech. Especially in light of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit's holding their Virginia Tech bias response policy in question. We'll get to more of this on the other side of the break. This is, it's a big deal. Talk about it more in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Thursday, President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of the speech indicates the president will detail his efforts to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share. Additionally, he'll advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, like initiatives to assist veterans and combat cancer. Following his victory in the Colorado ballot case at the Supreme Court, former President Trump expressed his desire for President Biden to compete against him in the upcoming election rather than through legal battles. The High Court's unanimous ruling Monday affirmed that states cannot exclude Trump from the ballot. NFL star Jason Kelce announced his retirement from football.
13 seasons in Philadelphia. And I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 draft. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going
to. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Ah, there we go. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show, and Justice Thomas and Justice Alito, not 100% of the same page, as you already know, having some real problem with a case that the court didn't take. Because they really feel like they have to put it to bed now. And they have to do it. Freedom of speech at Virginia Tech. But it's happening all over the country. And they go on to say, almost in tandem, that they have serious concerns that the bias response policies, such as the one with Virginia Tech, could chill student speech. It's really not what they want. I don't want it either. Even being a conservative, I don't want to chill freedom of speech for the left or the right. And anywhere in between. Now, the university disciplined some of these kids for doing things they weren't happy with. And it was very heavy-handed. So, really, SCOTUS needs to take this on once and for all. It's really sad that they're taking on these cases that they shouldn't be taking on. Freedom of speech is pretty simple. Not that hard. Doesn't require a college degree. I mean, seriously. This is just nuts. And more proof when the Dems don't get what they want, they start to lose their minds a little bit. Democrats are just an, I mean, what's his name? Ratskin? No, some of you think I know these names and I'm just doing it this way just to make you crazy. It's not true. I can find other ways to make you crazy if I really want to. But, you know, you hear this stuff, you have to scratch your head with it. It truly makes no sense. So the Democrats now are working overtime, double time, triple time, to find another way to keep Trump off the ballot. I'm not joking. I'm serious. You know, it's that old joke, I'm as serious as a heart attack. The Democrats have announced a new bill to kick Trump off the ballot. Jamie Raskin said that he's working with fellow liberals in Congress to revive legislation that could disqualify Donald Trump from running for office in light of the new Supreme Court ruling. What would they keep him off for? Right? No, seriously. You have to sit there and scratch your head and say, how many ways to Sunday are you going to go after this? But really, in all sincerity, this is how much it's eating up their brains. They can't handle it. He chairs the Oversight Committee. He said that he was collaborating with colleagues like Eric Swalwell. Oh, geez. These are such people of integrity, right? Swalwell and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Oh, yeah, I remember her and her game. They want to revive legislation. Now, he said we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified. See, why'd that come up right now, I wonder? Just saying. Right? They're never going to get it through. Not with the current makeup. They're not going to get it through at all. And the fun thing about it is, you still have to have due process. You can't just come up with something and say, here's how it's going to be, end of discussion. Remember that the House Dems, as he likes to keep saying, they already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting him. Now, here's the thing. You have to laugh about this. I mean, nothing else you can do. You have to. He wasn't convicted. What part of this are they missing? In their world, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. Right? I mean, seriously. What makes that okay? The House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump, he said, for participating in insurrection by inciting it. Never. Never. So if that means, if I go by what he says, then does that mean that Billy Bob Clinton was guilty? Just asking. The mere fact that you're indicted, the mere fact that you're in charge makes you guilty, according to him. That sound like the American way? Does it sound like they really want justice? So, Maine Democrat Representative Jared Golden, he told the Daily Mail that, in a statement, the Supreme Court got it right. I believe Donald Trump incited the violence that took place on January 6th. My vote to impeach him for it reflects that belief, but the House impeachment vote alone is not enough to preclude him from the ballot. Oh, my God. The elected Democrat used the brain cells that God gave him to make some sense. Isn't that great? No, I'm not being funny. I'm serious. Really took the time to pay attention. And that's the way it should be. You want to follow the law, not follow your feelings. You want to follow the law, not follow your emotions, because your emotions will get you in trouble every single time. Oh, yeah, here's Raskin. You got to hear this. Do I have time for this? Yeah. I mean, this always amazes me when they do this.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced.
So the House declared him guilty. The Senate did not find him guilty. Remember, they're like the jury and what have you. So that makes him guilty. Just a second. Right? They twist the words. They play word games to get it out the way they want to get it. Right? He was never found guilty of any of that. If you had it right and you had the goods on him, guess what? He would have been found guilty. But again, the way you guys do things. You wanted so bad for him to be found guilty of something that you rushed it in there, and he wasn't even, I mean, really, he wasn't in office anymore for all intents and purposes. Right? I mean, he was done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Understand what's happening. Here's another article about who CNN really thinks the real victims of the murder of the Lake and Riley are. And it's always amazing how far off of reality they really are. You know, that young lady was beaten beyond recognition. She was beaten so bad that the mortuary said, "We did the best we can. We suggest you do a closed casket." And a recent article goes on to talk about how the students aren't feeling unsafe because of an undocumented illegal is suspected of recently killing a student. They think the bigger cause is racism. So how many killings have we had on campus? How many young females and teachers have been beaten to death and raped because of their race? It's easy to throw this stuff out there. And everybody goes, "Ooh, I can see that. Oh, yeah, okay." How many? You got to ask. Right? But you want to start looking at the numbers of how many of these crimes are being committed by illegals? People came here, undocumented illegals. Then, as the news spread that the suspect in Riley's killing was undocumented, a Venezuelan migrant, all of a sudden, the fear started shaping up on school grounds. Because they're not smart enough to figure it out on their own. That's sad. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Show Messina.
Messina?
Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. The best way for you to win. Actually, it's the best way for all of us to win, frankly. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you're involved and engaged. Asking questions. I like when you ask questions. Go over to joemessina.com, live chat room there. It can keep you up. They can keep you up on what's going on. They're a lot smarter than I am. A lot more attentive than I am. Anyway, always a pleasure. All right. You know, CNN, they never cease to amaze, do they? When Lincoln Riley got beaten badly on campus, there were plenty of different mindsets, thought processes around it. But after all this is said and done, they made it look like the reason all the nasties towards the perpetrator, the murderer, the animal, was because he was Latino, Hispanic. It's just amazing. Right? I mean, playing the victim, a deputy executive director for a nonprofit called Latino Community Fund of Georgia discussed in detail how the murder of the student by an undocumented immigrant has actually hurt the Hispanic community. They've been hurt the most. No, not the dead girl that was brutally beaten. No, not her. Ridiculous. A lot of folks are experiencing some very bad, real justification fear based on messages. Right? Well, then instead of doing this, why don't you come out and say that you're sorry for the loss, you're sorry how bad she was beaten, you're sorry this animal from Venezuela decided to come up and do this to her. But this is not what the Hispanic community is behind or represents. Instead of flipping the coin immediately without any kind of apology or understanding of what the family's going through, you flip it right away to how bad it is for the Hispanic community. I don't know how much dope you have to smoke to be that dull. Right? The article finished by bringing back the student who talked about how she felt unsafe, claiming that you need to acknowledge everybody's pain. Wow. The fact that Latino students are processing this grief while on top of it, right, they have to process fear, very hard for us. She said the university needs to be doing more to reassure Hispanic students that how about you do more to ensure that the girls on campus are safe? How about you do, maybe you should bring more police on campus. What do you think? I mean, think about this. We're going to assure the Hispanic students that you're going to be safe. It was a Hispanic student, an illegal that beat the crud and killed this young girl. That's not important. What's important is making sure that the Hispanic community doesn't feel bad about it. Wow. I've been through this in my own life, right? When something happens in the Italian community. Come on, think about it. Is he with the mafia? The mafia must have done that, right? You hear all that stupid stuff. Grew up with it most of my life. Get over it. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it is. People are stupid. People are ignorant. It's not the fact that a Hispanic killed the girl. It's the fact that an illegal killed the girl. It's the fact that somebody who'd already had a crime record here killed the girl. It's the fact that the majority of the people coming over the border are, quote-unquote, Hispanic or Latinos, and nobody wants to seem to do anything about it. Here in California, they get a 20% a down payment from the state for their house, and that's okay. And yet my daughter's going to scrape and scrounge to buy a house. See, it's the government sowing all this anger. It's the government sowing all this hate. Right? I mean, look, I get it. Some of those students, there probably were unjust statements or claims against them. Those people are simply trying to push a button. They're ignorant, nasty people. I wouldn't give them any place at all. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As they say, her name is Lakin Riley. Very pretty young lady, promising career, promising life. Parents who are looking forward to her life. Taken by an illegal alien. Get over it. It is what it is. Facts are sometimes tough to swallow. Well, all right, let's have some more fun, right? The definition of the word conundrum. Something that's puzzling or confusing. I'm going to give you six of these conundrums of socialism that are going on here in the United States. I like Yul Brynner's line better. He called it a puzzlement. Whenever he was wondering in The King and I why somebody did something a certain way or something didn't make sense. America's is capitalist and greedy, they say. Yet half of the population is on some kind of subsidy. That's how greedy we are. Half of the population is subsidized, yet they think they're victims. They think they're victims, yet their representatives run for government. Their representatives run for government, yet the poor keep getting poorer. I mean, Donald Trump brought this up, remember? You've been voting for them for 60 years. You've not made any movement forward. What have you got to lose? As the poor keep getting poorer, yet they have things that people in other countries only dream about. Even poor people have clean water. People in other countries got to walk a gazillion miles to get any kind of water. They have things that people in other countries only dream about, yet they want America to be more like those other countries. And they want us scrounging to get what we want, get what we need. Seriously. Right? I mean, think about where your government is going right now and what they believe to be truth. One statement of what they perceive to be a statement of fact. We are advised to not judge all Muslims by the actions of a few lunatics, but we're encouraged to judge all gun owners by the actions of a few lunatics. Give that some thought. Right? And then they go on to say, seems we're constantly, we hear about how Social Security is going to run out of money, but we never hear about welfare or food stamps running out of money. Just saying. And for the most part, you pay into your Social Security all your life. Right? First group worked for their money. Second group didn't. Why are we cutting benefits for our veterans, right? No pay raises for our military. We did get one recently. It just barely puts them up on minimum wage about. And cutting our army to a lower level than before World War II. But we aren't stopping benefits and payments. Billions of dollars going to illegal aliens. Right? If you don't take, according to Plato, if you don't take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you're doomed to live under the rule of fools. I mean, really. I remember government having to cut money because it wasn't bringing enough money. There were programs that were cut. There were things that you just couldn't do anymore. And then all of a sudden they found this thing where they more than happy to be running in a deficit, more than happy to make sure your tax dollars are tied up for the next billion years. Seriously. So I don't understand. I really don't understand why we keep letting them get away with this. And until we step up and change it, it's never going to change. Give some thought to throwing away your party, looking what's right for the whole community that you live in, and doing the right thing no matter what. And not everybody's going to agree with you it's the right thing. But you know in your heart whether it's the right thing or not. You know in your heart whether it's an ideological position or it's a real position. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. I'm here every day. Hopefully you are too.